It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Fun with Sound Effects. You're listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being disappointed by your rock gods.
Oh, yes!
You could join the chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. We'll leave the phone line open tonight. 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I am your host with the most, Davin Rosalind. I'm joined with the chick with the shtick, Pip Heel.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. And Joe, with the girl that is not a hoe, Curry, will be here later.
I like that. Yeah, well, I like that.
You know, you got to be nice.
Yeah, of course.
I won't be nice for long.
Oh, yeah, no. That switch will flip.
But yeah, there's no reason to start out like a prick. I built in my prickish state. On the show, just because we're talking about it every week and it's captivated a nation. We'll do more with Judge Kavanaugh. We'll go through it. Because it's kind of like its own little soap opera.
I'm not doing a damn thing with Judge Kavanaugh. Thank you very much.
He was not asking.
No, good.
You'll have to boof on your own time.
Indeed, I will.
My concert review of Rat, Round and Round.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this.
Concerts that disappointed us.
Yes.
Because there have been some. I'll update you all on BitConnect. What's going on with that? It's been a while since I've updated that.
I know.
And we'll do some Ann Jackson.
So. My stories.
So we're definitely going to have some stuff where we're probably going to argue, and then we'll have some fun stuff, a little palate cleanser, and then we'll do the Ann.
Arguing? What?
Yeah, Kavanaugh's going to bring out the worst in everybody.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But, yeah.
But, you know, we'll have fun nonetheless.
Xanax for everyone.
Yeah, but I mean, and I'm going to start by pissing people off. I'm going to have to give another fashion tip.
Uh-oh.
Another pro tip from your pal.
Oh, it's not for me, is it?
No, not for you.
Oh, good.
No, I've never gone after your fashion.
No, I know. I mean, it's too easy of a target.
I'm more likely to go after Joe and Joe to go after me than to go after you.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's stormy outside.
Thunder, lightning.
I think Overweight Nation needs to make a call here.
Oh, boy.
It is time for fat guys to stop wearing sleeveless shirts.
Oh. Yeah, I got an image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with there's no definition on the arms.
Yeah.
And rock stars are especially guilty of this.
Oh, fat guys? Fat rock stars?
I saw some of them this week.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. Oh, boy.
And I feel like they think, well, I'm showing off my tattoo. But that tattoo only accentuates it. Why is that mermaid wiggling her tail at me?
Because he's moving his arm.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have some definition. You got to have some definition.
Ideally. I mean...
No, not ideally. This is the rule.
That's the rule? It's like sleeveless? There's got to be a reason to show those guns?
Listen, I assume it's for more comfort. I understand that.
Yeah.
Fat people, it's always about comfort. You know what?
Yes.
Maybe get in the gym. That's uncomfortable.
Well, then that's the opposite of what fat people like.
I understand, but you have to start making sacrifices to train yourself to be better.
Wait, so start with more cloth covering you until you are able to unclutter.
Now listen.
Cover.
Some people are going
to
say...
Is it for me to say?
Some people are going to say this is fat shaming. I understand. But this is just my preference.
This is unfitness shaming, isn't it? Because you're talking about upper arms being toned or not toned.
And you know what? I'm going to say for the women, too. You're not doing yourself any favors.
Well, you know what? Most women are ashamed of their upper arms.
As well they should be.
Oh, my God.
Your human body is hideous.
Another reason to be ashamed. Thank you.
I don't understand how I would possibly be disqualified from the Supreme Court. As I said,
yeah, I know.
I would be the people's choice.
No, I think that having participated in this show, as a matter of fact, running this show, would disqualify you immediately.
No, I think it makes me very strong and profound, and I think I come across as well-rounded and helpful. That's what I think.
Okay.
You might want to get that taken care of, you little colt.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand, you know, people are proud of their bodies. That's cool. But if you don't care what people think,
right,
then do it.
Right.
But if you're like 90% of us, and you do care what complete strangers think about you, cover up.
Well, I've always, you know, I'm always like, when I see something unfortunate being shown on somebody's body, I'm like, yeah, you got to cover that shit.
That's, so you're just as insensitive as I am.
In my head, yes, I am. Because I'll be like, oh, no.
But here's the platform to get it out of your
head. Yeah, it's like that's not a good look for you.
Right. Be self-aware.
There are obviously fashion rules about proportion and fit and what looks better on certain body types and other types that most people are not aware of, no matter how many of those fashion shows there are.
You could make the argument, it's just skin, it's just flesh. I hear you. That's the argument. You're just not representing the best you.
Well, when I see people who, you know, either they're really confident or they're delusional and they're wearing like a belly shirt and there's way too much belly hanging out.
Well, they're putting the belly in the belly shirt.
Yeah, I know. When I see that, I'm like, yeah, that's an awful lot of real estate.
I told you when I was a kid, like in the mid-80s, you have these birthday parties and people give you birthday gifts and everything. So like, this was probably like 1985. Somebody gives me a Bergenfield Bears. That's where I grew up, Bergenfield. Mesh, half a shirt. Remember those things in the mid-80s?
Yes.
I was a fat little fuck.
Yeah. It's like, what are you thinking?
That definitely got regifted. How do you give that to a fat kid?
Why do you do that to a fat
kid? You can't do that to
a... That's a lot of real estate to expose. You know, that's just...
You don't give me half a shirt. You give me twice as much shirt.
Yeah. Give me something a little blousy, you know?
I need to blouse, and you're giving me... Not only are you giving me half a shirt, the shirt that you're giving me is full of holes.
Yeah,
nobody wants to see the fat kid ooze through the holes of the mesh shirt. I look like I'm like one of those Play-Doh things, you know, like when you mold the Play-Doh and you squeeze it through.
Yeah,
and bright red. None of this is good for a fat kid.
I forgot it was bright red. Oh God, no, that was cruel.
You know what? There has never been a stage in my life where I would have worn that shirt. Never a stage. And I was in pretty good shape at the end of high school and college.
Right, and
never
still no.
Let alone a fat, no definition, double, triple chin, fat fucking kid. Just no! But I and my parents had the good sense to go, nay, nay.
We're not doing that.
No. You don't need to be a target.
No. Well, that's why, as a personal rule, as much as I love them, and I do love animal prints, I do not wear anything that has cute little piglets, elephants, or hippos, because naturally.
Really?
Really.
Wow, that's some deep diving shit right there.
No. Having been a fat woman for many, many years, you don't want
to... You're playing the fat card, are you?
Yeah, it's like, look, I know that there will be uncharitable people who will look at me, and immediately, if they're old enough to remember this, they will picture the fat hippo ballerinas in Fantasia.
How about wildebeest? Will you wear a wildebeest shirt?
You know what? I am a wildebeest. I would proudly wear the wildebeest.
I'll have to find you a wildebeest.
not easy to come by.
I'll look.
You'll find a wildebeest.
I found you a cat shirt with naughty-ish words, didn't I?
You did. Yes. I love that cat shirt.
Glad.
Yeah, I don't grab them by that, though. that's a thought process. I'm like, yeah, no, that's just making it way too fucking easy.
Now, people could say, well, you should have enough confidence that you could wear anything.
No.
I mean, you gotta listen. We all have strengths and weaknesses. Some of it's our personality. Some of it's our physique.
Yeah.
You got to understand. And listen, this is the concept of what's attractive today. Yes, there are fatty chasers. Yes, there are women that like toothpick men or really obese. Yes, there's somebody for everybody.
Right.
But if you're going to go out in society and don't want to be made fun of or wind up on this show, you need to play the majority and realize we're going to mock you. When I see fat rock stars, or not even rock stars, wannabe rock stars.
Right.
You know, the opening acts, and we'll get into the rat review later on. And they're fat, and listen, you sound good, you play good, but your arm is jiggling. Stop it. Stop it, because we already have a preconception of what rock stars are anyway. You know, we expect them to be waif-like and dead soon.
Yes.
we don't want to see, unless your name is Meatloaf, and he addressed the issue.
Of course he did.
You know.
But or undead soon, like Keith Richards.
Right.
You know, the thing is that there are unfortunate parts to everybody's physique. I mean,
I call mine head to toe. I call those the unfortunate parts.
That's your trouble area?
That's the trouble area. Head to toe. A fucking nightmare. That's why I keep it covered. I wear a burka to the beach.
I thought that you could take that off here in your own home, but no?
No. The cats complain.
Oh, bastards. I don't really like my upper arms. I know that I'm not in shape. But the thing is that there's a lot of sleeveless stuff that came out this summer. And it was friggin' hot and humid. And it's like, I got to air this shit out.
Really?
Yeah. So people saw more of my arms than need be. And I'm not claiming to be a rock star.
Although you have sang on stage.
Yes, I have, but not as a rock star.
Well, I mean, more to somebody, you're a rock star.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on stage singing rock tunes to somebody, you're a rock star.
Somebody dug it, I'm sure. But the thing is that I'm not, claiming to be.
Were you rocking out sleeveless?
What, on stage?
Yes.
No. No. No, in the office where my corner of the day program for some reason holds heat, and it's like I'm schwitzing, you know, it's not good. Mm-hmm. And they replaced my nice cloth chair with this pleather chair with like everybody had to have the same chair, so I got the pleather chair, and that just I just attached to that pleather,
so
there's a moisture suction going on. There's some swamp ass. And I talked to other women discreetly in the office, and we've all said, yeah, swamp ass. You just suction onto that fucking chair, and you're stuck there for 8 hours.
So gross.
I know.
So even though you have your own upper arm rules.
Yeah, I break them in the office.
Interesting. Now, I generally, like when I was younger, I have some tank tops.
Right.
When I was younger. But now, unless I'm working out, and I'm working out here at my own home, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, here's where I'm lifting weights. If I wear a tank top, I got a t-shirt underneath it.
Right.
And my arms are pretty toned. My arms are, you know.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty toned.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
No, there's nothing that – did you hear me scream? Did you hear any screaming?
Is there any jiggle?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Say this is the week. Any jiggle?
When I was in grammar school, we had a gym teacher, Mrs. Joseph, and this poor woman was so old. And, I mean, I'm old enough now that she just wasn't wearing, like, there were outfits that, like, older ladies who taught gym would wear. Like, kind of like the Porky's movie, like, kind of like the white, not quite a nurse uniform, but, like, I can't really describe it, but it's, like, really old-fashioned. But she had, like, very short sleeves, and she would be showing us what to do. Now, she was pretty old, and she was completely out of shape, and we had to stick our arms out and do them in circles.
Oh, yeah, sure, arm circles.
Arm circles.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
And there was a song. Give that chicken fat back to the chicken and don't be chicken again. I remember that particular part of the song. And when she would do the arm circles to show us how to do it, there was flab flapping back and forth. You're getting a breeze off of poor Mrs. Joseph's arms.
See, and some of you remember. See,
it was horrible.
See, this is how I know I'm right and I'm doing a service, because it's still stuck with you all these years later.
All these years later. That, like, you know, like very old people get that gobbly turkey,
turkey
gobble
chicken
on the neck.
Yeah, yeah.
She had it on her upper arms. So, like, she'd stick her arms out to do the circles, and there would be all this, like, hanging loose flesh. Just wobbling around.
See, so I'm not fat shaming. I'm helping.
It was just get some long sleeves.
I'm helping.
Yeah, that would have helped a lot because I have nightmares.
See, but like even still, my arms are in pretty good shape.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
I
no, you moved your arms and nothing wiggled.
Yeah. So by my own rules,
you could be fine with.
But I
don't. But you know what? A lot of guys think, oh, if you've got, it's sort of like
if you got guns, show them off. I'm all for it.
Yeah, but
or if you're a woman and it's tone.
Yeah.
Within reason, you don't got to be shredded.
No, but I mean,
if you're tone, fine, by all means. But if you got a, if you got enough lard down there where you could line a baking tin for a nice cake, if we rang out your underarm flesh, don't do it.
If you could put it in a pan and heat it up and fry chicken in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
If the underneath of your arm looks like a nice place for a small child to lay his head down.
If you could lie down and lose a kitten in your folds and only find the skeleton later.
Yeah.
Problem.
And another one. Another on a different note. What?
Oh, God, please.
On a different note. These guys, this was a trend, I guess, several years ago. Fat guys, where they don't commit to the shorts and they don't commit to the jeans, but they wear these shorts that go like capris, but they're not tight down.
Yeah.
What are we doing there?
It's a very juvenile look.
Yes, but I'm talking about grown men. Listen, if you're a skater kid, kids can wear whatever the hell they want.
I'm not talking about that. No. I'm like grown men wear board shorts.
If you're my age,
yeah,
and you're wearing shorts that go to your calf, and they're blown out. They're not tied around. You look like an idiot.
It's a really tragic look.
It's a tragic look.
Men in their 50s wearing those pants.
I wear a lot of juvenile shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, I come from the day program, so most of the time I'm wearing what passes for office wear in my universe.
Listen, one can make the argument that I am past my prime and wearing rock shirts.
But I wear them on my day off, too.
Well, it gives me no comfort.
I know. I'm sorry. That wasn't... Yeah, that wasn't probably a good example.
One could make that argument. But my argument would be I don't have an office job.
Right.
So this is what I wear.
That is your office wear.
Right. Exactly. And when I do go to my office, sometimes I wear it, too.
It's casual every day.
Casual most days, that's for sure. But yeah, those board type shorts or whatever they are.
Well, board shorts are actually shorter, but those, I know what you mean. They're just these.
They're fat guy shorts.
Yeah, they
are. Like we're just seeing the bottom of their calf.
Well, the thing is that when you see slimmer guys wear that style of pant, like it was more like a 90s, you wore those with big heavy socks and work boots thing in Seattle. You know what I mean? Like
I felt like it was like kind of like a rap rock thing, like when they were kind of like a Limp Bizkit type thing.
Yeah, well, I'm saying like, you know, grunge, Limp Bizkit kind of people. Yeah. So, not really so much rap, the same.
No, but I was talking about like the rap rock when they merge, you know?
Yeah,
like, that's what I'm saying, like in
it's
the Limp
a style.
Bizkit
style. Yes. But when you have like washed out Sears color jeans and you're a big guy, so the pant leg gets wider and wider to match the butt width, so you have basically, like you said, culottes on.
Interesting thing about fat guys, a lot of them don't have an ass. It's amazing.
It's the flattest spot on heavy guys.
If I was that big, I would ask somebody to remove my ass fat to my tum tum so I could have a flat tummy. That's what I would do.
Or the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that was one of the things with this workout program. I lost my ass.
Oh no. No. Guys need a little ass.
I mean I still have an ass.
Alright, let's say. I'm kidding. No, don't.
But I mean I lost my ass. And I'm starting a new workout program tomorrow, so.
You're gonna have to do buns of steel.
No, that was the thing. We did a ton of butt work.
Oh, and so it just went away.
No, but it's just smaller. It's
no,
just
but it's nice tight butts are good, but you know
I used to have a little badonkadonk.
Yeah, and that's it.
But
now
that's not we're back to fashion. So yeah, those. I think I'm helping though.
Well, you know what? My friend who was with me at the moment where I told the story about being at a flea market, and there was a very large woman who had poured her oatmeal self into these very stretched out yellow capri pants.
You know what? Sometimes you got to go. Listen, it's time to go to Kohl's.
Or
TJ Maxx.
Something there. That
dress barn.
I turned to my friend and I said, if I ever leave the house wearing something that looks that bad, you have to make me go back in. Even if it hurts my feelings, make me go back in and find something else. Because, oh, my God, it was not looking good for girlfriend. It was really bad.
Okay, there's a flash flood warning.
Oh, flash flood warning? Oh, that's great. Well, there was a tornado warning while I was coming up.
My wife goes to me the other day because she went to her chiropractor. She goes, why didn't anybody tell me? Like, what are you talking about? How fat I was. Because I walk in there. And it was like, oh, you look great. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
What do you mean? You mean, why didn't anybody tell me what I looked like before?
Yes.
Is that what she's saying?
Yes.
But she wasn't.
She's
delusional.
There's nothing to say. It's like,
I know.
Well, you were a real fat fuck, but I didn't want to get my ass kicked off. I just let it slide. But now that we talked about it, yeah, I don't know what was going on there, cellulite bitch.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing to say.
Eat some more pancakes, bitch.
Another pro tip. Men, that's when you just shut the fuck up and listen.
Yes.
That's a shut the fuck up and listen.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then I put it upon me because I'm very narcissistic. Well, I'm like, well, I go, well, nobody tells me I look great.
It's all about you.
Yes, I turned to me. She's like, well, that's because you cheat on it. I go, no, I don't. You cheat more than I do.
What's the difference?
But you said I look. Yeah, I'm like, nobody walks in and go, you look amazing. I don't get that. I worked my ass off just as much as she did, so at least she's getting the props now.
Yeah, but I told you that I could tell that you had lost weight.
Yeah, you did. That
yeah.
was nice.
But, you know, I didn't slobber on you and oh, my God, you're a god.
But that's such the funny thing, like, when people say, why did anybody tell me? You got a mirror? What the fuck? You have eyes.
But it's just like, people say that, but it's so hurtful for somebody to go up and go, you're gaining some weight.
You wouldn't, especially a place of business, you would never go back to that place. Never.
No.
No, it's none of your business.
Years ago, I worked in the city. The city is New York. For you people who live in other parts of the civilized world and are not as egotistical as us New Yorkers. But
or
anyway. So when I worked in the city, I worked at a place that had a lot of people from other countries. And the cultural norms about talking about bodies and weight are not the same, and they'll just come up and go, are you putting on some pounds? And I was like, oh my God. I mean, it was brutal.
See, that's why another pro tip, be fat right away.
Oh, so that what you can lose weight for their eyes.
But you never are you putting on some pounds? No, you've been fucking obese the whole time. Never have to worry about that. That's just kind of who you are.
No one's gonna point out, gee, you look fatter. It's like, no, it started there.
Because when you get when you get to a certain weight, nobody can tell you're adding weight.
No.
And if you just drop a tiny bit of weight, people fucking below you.
What,
not literally.
Well, yeah.
But figuratively.
They do. They get very excited. And I'm like, you have to back off with that stuff. Because psychologically, that makes me start thinking, oh, look at how much better I look. I can start cheating. I can slip up a little bit.
Oh,
right?
I am that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm like, do not tell me I look good. I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And you will totally derail me. I look like shit. Thank you very much. Look away.
Tomorrow,
I don't want people noticing.
Tomorrow the hell process starts anew.
Oh, you're going to start it all over again?
A new program. New program.
Oh.
And it's only 30.
Not the BS one that you complained about?
No. This is with a guy who I like.
Oh, okay.
But
good.
I haven't done any of his programs. I've just done some of his workouts.
Okay.
It's 30 minutes instead of an hour, which I like much better.
Yeah.
I don't like that hour shit, even though that's really what does it for me. Like the give me 30 minutes intense. There's no fucking bands to put on.
Mm.
There's no sliders, none of this bullshit. It's lifting weights, it's cardio, it's ab work, and it's going to fucking kick my ass for 30 minutes where I'm going to want to die, but it's only four times a week.
Okay.
I'm like, you know what? I can work out 2 hours.
Right.
For, you know.
But you can commit to that is what you're saying.
I mean, I assure you, as soon as it starts with the warm-up, I will be doing the countdown in my mind to when we get to 29, 59, 30.
Oh, yeah.
I will be doing, but I can see my way through that.
Right. But it's under your control.
So,
you know what I mean? Like, can't you just, if you're having an awfully good day, you could pause. Well, you could pause if you're, like, starting to feel dizzy, you need some water or something. But, like, I feel the pressure when they're just like, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5, 4. It's a, don't you fake countdown me, you bitch. I hate that. That I don't know.
Well, see, the one we were doing before would be like, you thought you were done, and they'd be like, bonus round, son of a bitch!
Bonus round? Bonus for who? You know.
Come on, bonus. And it was just more pain.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see what this one does. I haven't been on a workout program in a couple of months. I was enjoying life.
Right.
I was so much happier. Aren't I more pleasant than you?
Yes. Except to Joe. But I mean, to...
I was
enjoying you not working out, actually.
Right? Like, there was a noticeable... a lot of people, get better and nicer when they work out. They feel better about themselves. They get the endorphins going.
Yeah, no.
I told you. I am very happy on the couch eating cake. That is me living my best life.
Yeah, yes. When you're off your program, you're a delight.
Well, as close to the one as I'm going to be. But, I mean, it's all relative. I wouldn't say I'm delightful.
Well, I've done so many different diets over the years, and I found that the more restrictive the diet, the more I became completely obsessed with where was my next meal coming from and how many points or ounces of whatever I was allowed to have. And I'd go to bed thinking about what could I have for breakfast. It's like I dream about food. That's got to be unhealthy. That's sick.
One of the eating programs they have, which we haven't done, it's like you start every meal. Like you can eat whatever you want, I think. But you start every meal by eating, a bunch of vegetables.
Yeah.
A lot of fruits and vegetables. Then you can have whatever you want.
Right.
So you're not as hungry for all the bullshit.
That's true.
Don't like vegetables.
Oh, I love vegetables.
Then you should really should get the thing that the wife has with all these different workout programs that you could do at home. It's not all crazy shit like we do.
Okay. Because that didn't sound like something to sign up for.
No, you build up to it. That's like a level 3.
There's
four levels. But there's stuff that's like level 1
just
to get you moving and everything.
Is there a half a level?
No, you could do level 1. No, seriously, you could do it. It's like, and some of them are like real short workouts.
Mm.
You could do it. I mean, if you wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
You could definitely do it. I mean, we're just doing... this is the people that did P90X, like I said. So that's like a level 4. We just don't have the room for that.
Right.
But, I mean, we're doing like level 3 shit, and I hate it. But, I mean, you don't have to do that. There's stuff level 1, level 2, all sorts of body parts, all sorts of eating plans. And then they have like these coaches.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you for a second. All sorts of body parts, what?
Like you can work any body part you want.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then they have like these, and the wife is part of this, like these coaches that'll go through it with you, and they're doing the workout program too.
Yeah.
And these groups and everything, which I don't have time for that shit, but she likes it. So you could do it. It's fine. But yeah, so next week expect my mood to be sour.
Okay, bracing self, making a note.
Yeah, so I think our workout's going to be like Wednesday, Thursday.
Here, Devin, here's a carrot.
Off Friday, and then, yeah.
It's a great idea to start, you drink water and eat a lot of veggies first, so that you don't have as much room for all this stuff.
I don't know if I'm doing the eating program, but I'm doing the lifting.
Oh, okay. Well, are you going to grunt?
Sometimes. It hurts my knees. In these programs, there's so many squats and lunges.
Oh, yeah.
So many squats. All the squats, all the lunges.
Oh, welcome to old.
But you know what? Here's the thing. If I do this enough, I can wear sleeveless shirts, and I think that's worth it.
Because then you will totally be living what you'd be walking your talk about your fitness.
If we were just going by tone, I feel pretty confident I could do it now.
Yeah, no, you would be fine.
I also feel like my arm should be much bigger for the amount of weightlifting I've done over the past year. But they're not. But that's fine, too. But
isn't it sort of like building up a tan? You start slow or else you burn. Like weightlifting, you have to build it up.
Should be much further. But anyway.
As long as you're not juicing.
Let me tell you a little. No. Can you imagine my mood then?
Oh, no.
Joe would be walking in here, things being thrown at him. It would be a healthy environment for
him. We'd both be calling it in. You'd need another line.
Yeah. Let me tell you about the insanity I'm living with.
Uh-oh.
Insanity I'm living with. Wife, upstairs. She's cutting a butternut squash. They're girthy. They're girthy vegetables.
You just like to say girthy. They are.
They are fat vegetable.
Yeah, they are.
So she's trying to cut this thing in half. It's raw.
Yeah.
She breaks the knife. One of our good knives.
Holy hat!
What are they, cankle knives? Kinkles?
Hankles?
Not cankles. That's what Hillary Henkel's knives? I don't know.
I don't know good knives.
But yeah, it's like a really good brand of knife.
Ginsu is my favorite. It works. That shit works.
We'd gotten them, a set of them as a wedding present. So,
oh, okay.
She's cutting this thing. She breaks the knife.
I bet she said all kinds of bad words.
No, she didn't.
No.
The handle breaks off. Now, they're on a counter of like six. So
okay.
Each knife has its little slot.
Yeah.
Knife is broken now. Can't do anything with that.
Right.
So, that space is going to annoy me. I'm gonna have to put the handle back into the space. I'm like, are you insane? And it wouldn't stand there. So she had to put a different knife from someplace. I was like, what type of insanity are we dealing with?
Everybody has an empty spot in their butcher block. Because they lost a knife, something happened to a knife.
Will not stand for it. Will not stand for it.
This is a level of OCD that I'm not quite prepared to live with.
Yeah, right? It's very...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, God forbid I leave a cabinet open.
Oh, my God.
Or she starts cleaning up the dishwasher, and I ask her to do something. I'm in the middle of doing the dishwasher. It'll still be there. Once I started, I can't stop. I go, no, I don't know how this is. Because I am forever juggling a bunch of balls in the air and coming, doing a little bit of everything at once. And so, but an empty knife space will not bother me.
It's sort of like... Not everybody has, like, OCD for everything, and I'm using that in the colloquial way, not in the, you know, doctor's office you have been certified
Thank
as.
Thank you, Dr. Blasey Ford.
Yeah. Yes. But everybody has something that they have to keep just so, or they're not happy, and or they, you know, like...
I have nothing like
people
that.
Have little rituals for how they eat M&Ms or...
I have no rituals.
Or, you have none?
None.
That's fascinating in and of itself. Having no little, like, I like to keep my files in order, or I'm really particular about my CDs.
I guess my thing, but I don't really think it's a ritual. I just think it's common sense.
Okay.
I like my music in alphabetical order so I can find shit.
All right. That is common sense, but it's a thing.
If somebody puts
something back in the wrong order, will you move it?
So I can find it, but I won't be angry.
No, I don't mean like I
don't go scouring over them to see if something's out of place.
Aha!
Yeah, I mean, that's what sick people do.
Yes.
I don't do that.
No, I don't mean Sheldon levels of insanity.
No, I think it makes sense to have them in an order where you can find them.
So you
can
find them, yes.
Yeah, I think most people would say, well, that's normal.
But you don't have any sort of things like when you eat certain foods, you always, you always eat your french fries first, or
no.
You always eat the crust off your bread first.
I will eat
crust
off pizza first, though, not always, just because it's my least favorite part. So I want to get that out of the way.
Ah! There you go. You have one.
But it's not always.
No, but I
sometimes
mean...
Sometimes I won't even eat the crust.
Okay.
Not really a thing. That's just like crust is my least favorite part.
You leave the pizza bones?
I guess I do. Sometimes.
Oh, my God.
But that's not a thing.
You need a dog.
No, but that's not a thing. That's somebody go, well, you know what? It's not my favorite part, and I don't need the extra calories. I'm going to leave it.
Right.
And
no.
Sometimes I go, well, I paid for it, and I'm going to fucking eat it. it really depends on where I am with
it. It's like I'm really hungry. I'm going to eat that whole thing, even the pizza bones, because I need all of it.
I don't have a thing.
Wow. Yeah, most people have, like, things.
Here's how random I am. This shirt?
Yeah.
How I picked this today?
Okay.
It was next up.
in your rotation?
Like, I have stacks of t-shirts.
And it was the one on top?
One on the bottom, because I take from the bottom.
Oh. Take from the bottom? Why?
Because because theoretically, it's the one that hasn't been worn in the longest time.
Ah, okay.
So,
I gotcha.
So,
okay.
And, it, like, say this shirt, because I have shirts in that I know I should not wear anymore. But I don't want to give them up, like old concert shirts.
Yeah.
Something. So I will either wear that with a jersey, so that's how a jersey gets pulled into the rotation.
Right.
Or something over. You know? So, but there's no rhyme or reason. Like when people see me perform, they'll see me in a rock shirt or they'll see me in something nice. You know when you saw me in something nice? Because when I pulled out a rock shirt, when I pulled out a t-shirt, rock shirt wasn't there. All right, now you're not on the list. Now we go to a button-down shirt.
Really?
Yes. So there's no rhyme or reason to any of this.
That's your thought process.
That is the thought. So even that, I'm putting no thought into.
Because sometimes you do get dressed up, like, more button-down, vest
yeah.
kind of thing. And that's all just what was clean and what was
vest
next
is always
to wear.
Clean, but it's pretty much like, oh, t-shirt didn't come up. So I guess I'll wear something nice.
Wow.
I mean, unless it's a gig where I have to wear something nice.
Right. Like you're going to be on TV or something. But
right. But yeah, it's completely random. So you can see
that.
Me two nights in the same club. Happens all the time. And one night I'll be wearing a rock shirt like I am now.
Yeah.
With the jeans and the boots. And another night I'll be in a vest and a tie or whatever. Completely random.
This is really interesting.
There's, is it? Somehow I don't know if it is.
No, I mean it is. Because usually people, you know, like... you might go, you know, I think I look best in that blue shirt. And so when I go to that place, I want to make a good impression on these people because they're new to me. So I'm going to make sure I wear the blue shirt because I think I look best in that.
That's logical.
You don't even...
I'll come into a brand new place. You might see me in an Aerosmith t-shirt first night. Or Quiet Riot.
Wow.
Or Motley Crue or Kiss. Could be Twisted Sister. You don't know. Bon Jovi. Completely random.
And this Billy Joel shirt I've never laid eyes on before. How long have I known you? And that's tour of 06. And I've never seen this shirt before.
Tonight was the night. Completely
How
random.
How did that never turn up on the Tuesday rotation all this time?
Just didn't.
How many shirts do you have, man?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm thinking because I've never seen this one before.
Do you like this one?
Yeah.
No?
I mean, it's fine. It's just that he's not my favorite. So I'm like,
but as far as Billy Joel shirts go.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a street shirt.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
You could tell it's a street shirt?
Yes, because it's kind of got that not quite PR department put together look. I have shirts like that, too. That they're fine looking. It's just there's just, I don't know, it's something... in the design that's missing.
That's 12 years old. I think it's fine.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's in good shape.
Yeah.
Shit, it's black, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, what do you mean?
No, I mean, like my black stuff, it you find out what undertone the color is under your black.
I have rock t-shirts that I still wear from 1987.
Dude, that's sick.
I have Permanent Vacation. From the Permanent Vacation tour, Aerosmith, 1987. I have my Hysteria tour from Def Leppard,
yeah.
1988.
You still got this stuff?
Yeah, still wear it.
Wow. I mean,
it doesn't all fit the same.
No.
That's what I say. Sometimes you know what? Got to go put a shirt over it, or got to go a jersey. You know, but that's how the whole rotation works.
I've got stuff that there's no way I could wear it because. I've just changed too much since that time.
I haven't changed that much.
Yeah, I know. No, well, no, you haven't. I mean, you really haven't.
I mean, unless you look at older pictures, I mean, they go, wow, what the fuck happened? But if you look at that, if you refrain from that.
Every branch down the tree. You know, just, But what is that noise?
It's me ripping my pants as I get down the tree.
You know, the sounds that you were... Everybody makes that noise when they fall out of a tree, by the way. Man, woman, child, oh, everybody makes that noise.
So you're blown away that there is no rhyme or rhythm or tradition to make.
Kinda, because I think that most people have a little something that is like their...
But what's your thing?
I mean, I don't have really strong ones, but like sometimes if I brought up M&Ms because it was the first thing that popped in my head that's a little ritualistic. Ooh, I could use some M&Ms right now. No, but I mean, if you open a pack of M&Ms, I've done this since I was a little kid. Sometimes I'll just eat them.
Right.
And sometimes if I'm bored and I'm, you know,
I'll separate them into colors.
And I'll eat them. I'll eat them down the ones that have more color until they're all even, and then I eat one from each color until they're all gone.
How dare you segregate the M&Ms?
I do.
How dare you?
And I move them across the table, so in effect, I'm bussing.
And then when they all come out, they're all one color. So I don't even know what that is. Kind of a waste of time. I don't have those issues in my life.
It's a total waste of time, but it's kind of like a little game. I like playing with your food.
I guess.
I don't do that with like. Some people are like, oh, my food can't touch each other, you
know?
By
the way, eating on TV, completely unrealistic. You watch Little House on the Prairie, those things. They're not eating. They're moving food
around. They're moving
food. Have you ever tried to actually eat a meal like that where you don't really eat, you just move food around?
Yes.
TV eating.
Yes. In a play, I had to eat a quote-unquote sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And I had to eat it... I had a certain amount of time.
I like how you put sandwich in quotes like it could be a cock. We don't know what it is.
No, it was two pieces of bread with mayonnaise to make it moist enough that I would not choke on it.
Really? We couldn't give you anything else, but really?
Yeah, it could have been butter, but we'd put mayonnaise, you know?
You are so fucking white.
It was white bread with mayonnaise on it just because if there was, like, too much food, it was going to take me too long to eat it. And I had to eat it sort of dainty. And I had to eat it to a certain time period because the other character was going to speak. And when they were done, I had to be done with the whole sandwich. And I had to have my mouth I couldn't be still chewing because there was a black eye period. It was Blythe Spirit. And I played the maid. And she goes into a trance, and then she starts singing. And I had to be able to sing this really high-pitched song after eating this stupid sandwich. And I had to make sure I was done eating it, and there was nothing in my throat because I couldn't be like, and then start singing.
I guess there's rhyme or reason to that.
Yeah, so it was just a very specifically timed out
stage
eating.
That's different than you watch Charles Ingalls move his peas and mashed potatoes around on his plate for 5 minutes during the scene. You know what I'm talking about.
I know. He was out farming all day and wrestling cows or whatever. Whatever Pa was out doing all day, and he came in all dirty and sweaty. He would be chowing down like an animal, and they would just, like, daintily move their stuff around. And Ma should have been beating his ass, like, you don't like what I made?
Yeah, why are you playing with your food, stupid?
Yeah, really. Eat that shit.
So, all right, so M&M's is your thing. I'm trying to think. I don't have a thing when I play softball. A lot of people play with their batting gloves. I don't even wear batting gloves all the time. Usually I don't.
But I see, like, sports guys.
What I will do, and this isn't even a thing because I don't always do it, and it makes no sense for me, but before I go on stage, I will put my hand to my chest and a fist, lips, and kiss. And look, I don't know who the hell I'm thanking. Don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I do that sometimes.
A little stage ritual.
Right, but I don't even do it all the time. Sometimes I forget, and then I'll think, oh, that's why the show went to shit.
I didn't kiss my fist. It all fell apart.
Nobody was looking over me. But even that, I don't do all the time.
Really? That's interesting that
you
do
that.
That
would be my thing. And that's really a deep cut. And it doesn't drive me nuts.
Right.
I don't have anything to drive it. You know, I'm very functional.
I don't have my brother.
He strikes me as having a lot of things.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does.
He strikes me as having that type of special insanity.
Yeah, he does. He used to come into, like, when we lived in the same house, he would come into my part of the house, or when we lived together when we were younger. He'd come in, and he'd see me watching television, and he'd notice there was dust on the screen, and that would drive him insane. So he would wander off and come back with some sprayer and paper towels and start cleaning the screen.
That's
so
weird.
I started calling him Screen Man, and I noticed that he did it all the time. So, like, you don't come over to somebody's house and start cleaning their...
No.
I mean, he's my brother, but it's like, you don't, like, clean their screen.
You know what you should do
but
now?
But it drove him crazy.
In his house, because he's not moving around too well?
Yeah.
You should let all the dust build up and just have him stare at
it. Oh, that's mean. No. He can clean it himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Climb up the entertainment unit just to dust, can he?
He can reach.
Do you have video footage? I mean, like, really, I feel like there should be cameras just for my amusement.
Oh, my God. No.
Think about it. I think you should do it.
Everything is a federal case.
Well, yeah, he's struggling to get around.
Yeah, he's struggling.
But, I mean, I don't see why I shouldn't be entertained. Just being honest.
I should just get a webcam, a stumpy cam.
Yeah. We'll put him up on the website.
You're like, why is this wrong?
I don't think it is. You know, you'll have him sign a waiver of consent. He won't really read it. And we'll be away. Off we go.
Once I started seeing Mr. Helix, he was over one time, and my brother comes in, and, you know, he's like, hey, how are you guys doing? But we were watching something, I don't know. And we all started talking, and he walks casually into the kitchen. He comes out with the spray and the paper towels, and Mr. Helix looks at me like, what's going on? Well, pre-Mr. Helix, but Mr. Helix looks at me like, what's going on? And he starts wiping down. And so another time I said, he does that all the time. It's his thing. So I said, watch this. The next time he was over and he did that, I said, oh, you missed a spot.
Oh, that's absolutely the right play.
Oh, you missed a spot. And he would go, oh, I did? And he was wiping and wiping, and I'm looking at Mr. Helix with this chagrin like, he's my brother. I'm supposed to torture him.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I would tell him that there's some dust on the toilet, too.
Oh.
He should really get to scrubbing.
Oh, yeah. You know what? This tub is not as clean as I would like. Oh, there's spots down there. Ah! I mean, now I lost my window.
Kind of sucks that a guy who hates dirt and schmutz is now dragging himself along the floor. Kind of a cruel twist of fate.
What do you think? He lives on a sandbox.
Well, the way the image you created for me, unfortunately, how he's to get get in his house because there's narrow hallways.
Yeah.
He has to drag himself now.
Well, he's dragging himself on a wheelchair. He's not, like, on the ground dragging himself along. Oh, my God. Is that what you thought?
I absolutely did.
He's just like this poor man dragging himself through the house.
Yes, that's absolutely what I thought.
Oh, my God.
Because I thought the wheelchair was too narrow to get through.
No, the wheelchair was too narrow to get through if you put his hands on the wheels. But when he's, because there's a banister there, if he goes like this, like grabs one of the rungs of the banister and pulls forward, and he can pull himself forward in the chair down the hallway now.
Oh, I thought he was sans chair just
on the ground.
Yes.
I really got a big.
Yeah, I thought he was like living the life I lived when I threw my back out.
Oh, no. He actually can get around.
Well, my feelings are mixed. On this. I mean, I'm happier for him that he's not going through that, but now I don't have that image in my head.
And you kind of enjoyed it, didn't you?
A little bit, yeah. It was amusing. So, I guess for the greater good, yay. But I want you to know I lost something today.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if you are.
It's kind of like that Kevin Hart title, like enjoy my pain or something.
Yeah,
like laugh at my pain. What is it?
Well, I was laughing at his pain, not your pain.
Yeah, no, I know.
Your pain affects me. His pain does not affect me at all. So.
Unless he's supposed to do clips and he didn't, you know.
But that's Joe's pain.
Yeah, well, you know, if I could get him to up files, yeah, I would.
The only way Gimp Helix's pain affects me is if it affects you.
Yes.
And then I can't have that.
No, because that then affects the
but
show.
But him crawling along, that didn't affect me at all.
Great amusement for all. I can't
that's
believe that's
why I wanted
the
a webcam.
Yet. Oh, okay.
That's why I said it was, you know, there he is, this guy who's so focused on cleanliness, he's actually dusting the floor with his body.
Well, I would spray down his T-shirt with Murphy soap oil,
uh-huh.
You know, because the hardwood floors,
sure.
You know, you want to get that shine.
He wouldn't want a floor that wasn't shiny.
No, he
it's
wouldn't.
His own good. Then you fucking spin him around to buff it out.
Well, you know, it's just, I'm like, stick up your arms. All right, let's just put that special pad on your butt. All right, let's spin you.
Listen, he probably is looking for a sense of purpose. It's not the worst idea.
He's telecommuting for work now.
Good for him.
Yeah, he has been doing for a while.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Again, very good for him, very happy, but again, distraught on my own part, my own images.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm sure. Although you would have fun knowing that although he can get himself into the kitchen, one of the things that is really not so fun for him is now he can get himself back and forth in the chair, but to try to go into the kitchen and make himself a cup of coffee and then get back into his room sloshing that coffee all over the place.
Oh, that might be fun.
That's still not working
like
yet.
He's on a cruise ship going through a rough seas.
Yes, yes. That's, you know, every roll brings another slosh of coffee.
Why doesn't he drink? Why doesn't he get him something with a lid?
You know what? Yeah, I don't. He doesn't have one. I should bring him one.
Well, really? This months later, this is brought to me. And why would you let him suffer like this? Why is nobody thinking, you know what would solve this issue where you don't have burnt hand and coffee all over yourself? A fucking lid. What? Somebody should make that. Oh, they have for years.
He only recently told me this.
But, I mean, he should have really. Right now, you are literally drinking a coffee
with a lid.
And you're not moving at all. And even you have this luxury.
Yes.
And your poor brother who's just trying to get through his days to function and is pouring hot coffee all over himself and sloshing it in his laps while all his clothing is coffee. Nobody thought, you know what? A fucking lid. Nobody thought that. I'm a problem solver, which once again proves to you, I would be perfect for the fucking Supreme Court and they'd be happy to have me. No matter all the awful shit I say, I solve problems.
Well, I think that there's other stuff that he had. He's worked all the stuff out, but I mean the things that you don't think about until it happens to you.
Clearly,
there's things
you
don't think about.
You were thinking about it if you brought it here.
Well, yeah, but I mean the things that you don't think about, like normal people don't think about stuff.
No, I can assure you, if I was somebody who drank coffee every day,
yeah,
and I need my coffee every day,
right?
And now I am burning myself and spilling coffee all over myself. I will assure you, I would have worked the problem. I would have said, huh, what could I do to solve this? Drink it out of a straw? No, that won't do it. I could drink the coffee in the kitchen, but I really need it for the bedroom where I'm going to do my work. What can I do? Have I seen people solve this problem? What do people who commute with their car? Because when you're driving, it can be bumpy. We have people drink coffee on their way to work. How are they solving this issue? Where have I seen this problem before?
Where have I seen it solved? Yeah.
I assure you, I would have solved this one relatively quickly.
I know. But there's all kinds of stuff. It's like picking your battles. There's all kinds of stuff.
It's a 99-cent fix.
I know. Well, now he'll have it fixed.
I hope you tell him whose idea it was.
I will. I will. Full credit.
I mean, if you want to tell him we were making fun of him beforehand, it's only fair.
Oh, of course I will.
So he doesn't think too highly of me. I like it a nice even
keel. Oh, don't worry. I don't think that's a problem.
Okay, good. because I want him to be thankful and realize how intelligent I am. But it should be counterbalanced by I was totally fucking making fun of him.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I just feel that's only fair.
In the chat, somebody said, put it in a thermos so it stays hot. Stop thinking so hard. You.
Again.
What are these crazy new age ideas?
Or if he likes iced coffee cold. That's the.
No, he likes warm coffee. All right, so then. This is great. All right, so now I have to dig out my Charlie Chan and the Chan Clan thermos and give it to him. I really do have that.
But you could.
I'm kidding.
Dunkin' Donuts, 7-Eleven, they sell like the.
I know.
Sometimes they even have handles.
Travel cups.
Yeah.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody thought of this.
I don't think so.
No. You, my dear, are not SCOTUS material.
I am not. I never said I would be.
No. Well, I would. I would have to come out against you.
Yeah.
If you ever get nominated, I would have to bring up the file of the show. Go. She can't fucking solve gun rights. She can't even solve a thermos.
And I didn't even tell you what stuff I've done to people in the past.
Yeah. Like no. I mean, you know. You know, the money and politics. No, not Pip Helix. She lets her brother burn himself. No, she's not right for the court. I am right for the court.
Yeah, because you would have stopped me.
From burning?
Before
yourself?
The scalding.
No, I would have let you burn yourself.
No. Before Before.
I think most of the opinions are written.
Good thing. And before you let me let him burn himself.
I don't want to see him get burned.
No. Well, why are you so nice all of a sudden?
I wouldn't mind seeing you get burned.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
But I'm invested in you, and that'd be a good story, and then I could mock you.
Yeah, I know, but then there's a possibility that I might have to stay home because my burns hurt.
Listen, there's always a possibility you're going
to
stay.
Of course there is.
So, really.
Yeah.
I'm not. And then again, at least I could, like, ridicule you. So I would have that.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
The end of the year when I get all my sick day clock starts all over again at work.
They have no idea.
They have no idea.
And then you get more days on top of that, right?
No.
Oh, they don't.
Not
do
yet.
More. No.
I'm still a noob there.
Here's what I love about you, Pip. You don't let a little thing like set amount of sick days stop you from taking off.
That's true.
You're like, you know what? I feel a little queasy. I'm going to stay home.
I'm home. I actually puked on the way to work one day. I did not have any more sick time left. However, puking in the office was not an option. Puked in the real estate parking lot, turned around, went home. And some guy was coming out of the back door, and I was like...
Oh, was he?
I pulled over to the very edge of the back of the parking lot where there was some grass, and...
What are you fertilizing?
I just didn't... For some reason...
Grass likes Chinese food from yesterday, right?
For some reason, it made sense to me. I did not want to leave all that spew in the parking lot. I was going for grass.
Because then you think somebody came to work hungover.
Yeah.
You never think
nasty.
Indian food.
No. No. Ooh, no.
Like Indian food?
I don't mind it. I can't eat spicy stuff, but the unspicy I like.
Oh, you and Brett Kavanaugh have that in common.
Yes, I have a delicate tum-tum. I ride with Captain Nexium.
Do you put ketchup on your spaghetti, too?
No. No, that's an abomination. That's a honey boo-boo abomination.
Is he a snowflake?
Oh,
is his tum-tum a snowflake?
His tum-tum is.
His tum-tum is a snowflake.
Yeah, but you know what? I can't mock the afflicted in that sense.
I can. I will. I have. I just mocked your gimp brother, but I solved the problem.
Yes, you did. So, I mean, that tit for tat. It's okay.
Yeah, I ridicule with one hand, and I lift up with the other.
Yes.
That's why, again, scales of fucking justice, people.
Look,
SCOTUS
he's got his hands out like the scales now.
Scale, I am SCOTUS material. SCOTUS material.
Whenever I see the word SCOTUS, I think scrotum.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm scrotum material.
You sure are.
Fine balls.
Yes.
Fine testicles. Hanging nicely. Scrotum material.
Scrotum material.
I'm certainly scrotum material.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm cool as a cucumber. Sometimes I'm hot and sticky. Scrotum material.
All depends on the weather.
Sometimes I'm going to leave you be. Sometimes I'm going to stick to you.
You're like rather like my office chair. Yeah,
exactly. I am scrotum material.
If I had balls, they would be stuck firmly to that chair still.
Who's to say you don't?
I'm just saying.
But yeah, no, yeah. I definitely think if you put aside the fact of not being a legal scholar and perhaps a proper schooling.
You had a little bit of legal schooling.
I most certainly did.
You did.
But I absolutely think I'm Supreme Court material. I think I have the right temperament. I think I look at things in an analytical way.
Oh, you do that.
I don't think I'm partisan. I think
I mean, you are more left, but you can be even handed with presented with evidence.
As your Facebook page found out.
Oh my God. Oh folks, I made the mistake of I posted a meme.
What type of meme?
It was a bad meme.
No, not good. What type? Was it a fun cat meme?
It was not. It was a political meme.
And you know how we feel about that.
I know how he feels about that. He let me know.
And as usual, I had evidence of why this meme was particularly flawed.
Yes, yes, I'm flawed.
Not you.
I actually get mad at myself when I fall for something and I'm like, I usually Snopes things that I'm not sure about.
Snopes, that left-wing propaganda rag?
At least I look for something to see. Is this even...
I actually text Sean Hannity to get my verification.
What? Yeah. Well, don't you talk to him every night before night-night?
I can't because he's always talking to somebody else. He's always on the
phone's
line.
Always
lying. I don't, some dude in D.C. is always chatting with him.
How annoying.
I wish Sean would... You know, because every night I'm waiting there, Sean throws out that football, and I'm here in the den. I'm catching the football. I'm catching the football. I want to play. I'm not invited to the game.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I am SCOTUS material.
Screwed him.
I can be both.
Yeah.
Tell me how I'm not scared. Like, if you put aside the education.
And
the successful stint on other courts. If you put that aside.
That was an interesting Freudian slip there. This is successful sex. I mean, stint.
Listen, I am 100% sure.
Of the successful sex?
I'm 100% sure that nobody will come out and say they had sex with me. 100% sure. 100% sure.
What about hell?
Never had sex with me.
Oh, that's right.
Now she would say what I've already admitted to, yeah. And which was not all good things.
You're right.
There were I did some bad things.
Yes.
And I would go, yeah, but she was a real bitch. and I would go, fellas, ladies, who hasn't lost their shit? And I would go, but I learned from it,
mm-hmm.
And now go forward. I don't do that shit now.
Right.
So I would go, that was a mistake. My behavior was bad. I have grown.
Yes. I think everybody's doing that. Oh, Joe's going to be here in about 10 minutes.
Good. Then we can go
Hi,
to
Joe's girl.
Break. Then we can go to break. Because that's really what I'm doing at this point.
Oh, I know. I know. That's how we roll.
But no, I mean, like, what would be a strike against me?
I think that sometimes, like, I mean, I don't want to say too much because we're going to talk about it in the next segment.
No, about me.
I know. But I'm like, I think that there's a certain temperament all of the time on this show. Sometimes you get hot under the collar and
yeah, but not before anybody who can affect my career.
Right.
We're a family here.
Yeah. So
we all lose our shit with family.
Oh yeah.
And that's what I would say. We are family here, but I've never lost my shit at a job. Even when I told them what for and what they did wrong.
Right.
Very cool.
But
and calm and collected.
Calm and collected. That, yes. That's the only thing that I would think.
Yeah.
Is, you know, a little hot-tempered here, but I'm not saying that
it usually takes quite a bit to get me going.
When Joe breathes?
No. Joe and I don't fight nearly as much as we used to.
No, I know. I know. That has been tempered.
Yeah. But no, I mean, and my exasperation is not partisan. It's hypocrisy.
Well, I know
it's
that.
It's not factual.
Right.
So, like, if somebody does something on the left... Or post something on the left and go, that's some fucking bullshit right there. Like I actually called it out on the left yesterday on my Facebook page. So,
what thing?
So Donald Trump, the economy's growing.
Yeah.
Adding jobs.
Yes.
Don't want to get into how many and who did what. Adding jobs. So I see some liberal on one of these talk shows going, yeah, but they're not good jobs. Now, that was a conversation we had on this show.
Right.
When I would bring up Obama's adding jobs, and Joe would say, but they're not good jobs. So it's just a fucking talking point.
It is.
And you know what? A bad job is better than no job.
Yeah.
So anytime we're adding jobs, I'm happy we're adding jobs, because it's better than losing shitty jobs. So can we add better jobs? Yeah. But that involves more education, and that means refocusing and training and everything. So... But it's just such a talking point. So I pointed. I go, you all bore me.
You bore me with this shit. Yeah. Don't tear down Trump's economy by saying, but they're not good jobs. Because you know what? They're pretty much the same type of jobs Obama was adding. And you were happy for them then. So that's the type of thing where I call, no, it's just fucking bullshit. Just do better.
We're in a period of flux. I mean, the economy was bad for quite a while, and so we're moving.
The economy has been good for 8 fucking years.
I know, but I'm just saying that during that time period, to economize and to try to work more, to work smart, and there's just a technology boom that there are more automated things that used to be jobs for humans.
Yes.
And so that those are not available anymore, so people have to be retrained to do new things. But that's going to take some time to make that change. I mean, you know, we used to have horse and buggy, too, and then cars came along.
Nobody gives a shit about the photomat guy.
Right, right. You know? Yeah, we use that example. It's just like there, you know, there are things that are going to be phased out.
My point is I will call bullshit on talking points on both sides.
Yeah, no, it's just like when people just say the same thing.
Like,
it's like, don't just use that as an understood. It's not.
Because here's the thing. If you're upset about adding shitty jobs, there's all these jobs that are going unfilled that require a lot of training.
Yes.
So it's not the fact that we're not adding the right type of jobs. We don't have the right type of workforce,
mm-hmm.
which is a different argument.
It's a different problem.
Right. And Joe and I actually have agreed on occasion that we need to retrain them.
Yes.
You know, and then sometimes we don't agree. But usually,
yeah.
But I've been consistent. It's like, we need to retrain folks.
Right.
But just like it was bullshit when Joe said it, attacking Obama's economy, it's bullshit when this liberal on one of these talk shows is attacking Trump's economy. You know what? Adding shitty jobs is way better than losing jobs. So we'll take
good.
It. We'll take
yeah.
it. I'm happy.
And maybe they're not the jobs that you're currently looking for, but somebody's getting a job.
Yes.
Which is good.
Somebody's getting a job that they needed.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Always good when we add jobs.
Parsing things into tiny little increments. Oh, but it's not exactly the color I wanted. Oh, my God.
But it's more of a symptom of everybody gets their little talking points.
Yes.
And they go.
Well, you can turn anything into shit, you know?
I try.
No, that's my specialty. yes. Oh, wait. Brown ones.
Corn.
What?
No, but it's like, you know, people, they got to stop. I mean, there's plenty of things to attack each other on.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have the argument here. Joe was like, but it was a slow recovery. It was a fucking recovery. It's like we were losing 700,000 jobs a month.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're adding jobs. Everything could always be better.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to attack Trump's economy and say they can do better. You know, just like Trump came in and said he could do better. Somebody will always say they can do better. That's how you get the gig.
Yeah.
Things can always be better. You can always look at things as being shitty. When you're losing jobs, that really is shitty.
That's really bad.
When you start coming out of the ditch, that's a good thing. Let's celebrate that. Let's all work to get it better.
Build on that.
Exactly. But that's what the sides do. They tear each other apart.
Which is doing our country absolutely no good.
Absolutely no good.
Everybody being like, I hate you on sight.
Oh, there's a lot of that. And we'll get into that in the Kavanaugh thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of that from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, I lean left, but I call shit like I see it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I we'll get into it. But people just want to get into the little fucking sides and tear the other one apart. It's like, really, break the country in half. Because you hate the other side so much.
Yeah. Well.
Just leave. Just we all fucking leave. Break it in half. I guess the liberals get the coasts, so we got good beachfront property. And I guess the conservatives get the middle, so they have more crops, more corn. I don't know.
And let's just hope we have a good trade agreement.
We won't.
Yeah, we will not.
Shittiest trade agreement ever.
I'm sorry, but all of your people will be internment camps, you know, because...
Well, I kind of like that.
You like that?
It helps me keep an eye on them.
You want your tribe rounded up?
I want everybody rounded
up. Oh, yes.
I mean, I will be watching the monitor.
Wait, no. What makes you think that you'll be outside of the cage?
Listen, this type of skill set... I can be doing all the good. Yeah. We've already established. Listen, if I'm SCOTUS and scrotum material, I am certainly outside the fence material.
I don't know.
It's a much lower bar.
Wait, if you're really good scrotum material, I want you to shove as many T-shirts as you have in the house in your pants, and let's see how long you can hold them there.
that has nothing to do. I'm not a kangaroo. I'm not a marsupial. What are you fucking talking about?
Oh, wait. I thought we were talking about scrotum material. The ball sack t-shirt.
The scrotum does not hold t-shirts.
Apparently it does during concerts in the parking lot.
No, the fucking waistband does, you animal. The scrotum is not doing heavy lifting.
No.
Maidens on. What is wrong with you? The scrotum is a very passive body part.
You have not been using the little weight lift thing
that
I gave you.
I don't work out with my cock.
I gave you materials to work out with.
I'm sure you have.
I did.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Do you remember?
I'm sure I do. I don't rock out with my cock out.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right. So should we take a break? And
you're feeling frisky. Okay, we could do that.
I really want to hear Joe enter the building.
I know.
And it's don't want to start this other story, like this other thing I was going to rant about.
Oh, that's right.
Because I've had something on the list.
Yeah.
But it's not really, I could back that up.
Okay, you could.
I could tell you guys how I trashed my lawn.
How did you how did you trash your lawn? I'm confused.
The grass was high.
I don't remember seeing it that bad.
The grass was high.
Okay.
And wet.
Outside in the back?
The wife wanted it done.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know it was going to be muddy.
Oh, no.
I started walking out there. I'm like, squish, 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 squish.
Oh.
But I'm like, well, I've committed. This is the morning I'm doing it.
Okay.
Because I don't know when I will make that commitment again.
Right.
And we have an electric mower.
Wait. Oh, are you can you do this?
Why? Is it a religious thing?
No. all right. Let me back up for a second and just say I have an unnatural fear of lawnmowers. I won't mow a lawn. I don't understand how they work. I'm afraid they will hurt me. I'm not mowing anything. So
really?
Yeah. No. Just.
But yet you garden, so you know shit has to get pruned and cut.
Yeah, I can use blades, but they're not like automatic.
Have you had a traumatic lawn mowing experience?
Well, I'm just afraid of, because my dad was a landscaper amongst the many jobs, and he used to flip over the lawnmowers and scrape all the grass that got stuck underneath. And it's just, I got to look at those blades, and I'm like, yeah, nope. Nope, not getting my feet any place near that. Hands, nope, not getting near that.
Well, what you do is you put the mower in front of you.
Yeah, I know.
And you're behind it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm afraid I'll slide and my foot will get in there.
Could you handle a riding mower?
Yeah, I could totally do that because I'd be away from the business end.
Okay.
But I could use a snowblower. That didn't scare me.
Yeah, that's got some nice sharp.
Yeah, it sure does. But for some reason, lawnmowers, yeah, no. I know. So I'm saying this like, okay, you plug in, I don't know, you plug in the electric lawnmower,
yeah,
wet out, so you're not going to electrocute yourself in any way?
Theoretically, no.
Okay.
So I'm doing it, and I'm fucking struggling because the grass is so high and it's so muddy.
And you're sliding and your foot's going to slide underneath it and it's going to get, your toes are going to get cut off. This is exactly what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, that didn't occur to me.
Oh, my God.
The lawnmower is straining, so I got to stop, I got to flip it, got to clear it.
Yes.
It's a real fucking struggle. I'm tearing up the grass.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, this is the day I'm going to do it because I know I'm not going to. And it hadn't rained in several days.
So now it's like all soggy and sitting on top because it doesn't drench through. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Mm.
Struggling. Get halfway through. Stops working the lawnmower. What the fuck happened? I blew something. Blew an outlet.
Blew an outlet?
Too much shit going through.
Oh, my God.
So before you came, there was an electrician here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, like, all that. It's like everything in the basement was, like, running, except for the refrigerator, was running off that outlet over there.
Oh,
everything,
my God.
Which is not a way you want to keep going because we got a lot of shit hooked up.
Yeah.
A lot of electronics. So, yeah. So, I did not see the fuse box switch because, you know, it's supposed to switch it. Like,
yeah.
I did not see it switch. Apparently, it might have been.
Oh, okay.
So, I was like, well, why? I don't know why the fuse box didn't switch. Apparently, I was looking in the wrong place. I am positive I checked everything.
Do you have, like, this the switch part where you have to, like, it gets kind of stuck in the middle and you have to click it off and then on again?
It wasn't in the middle. I thought everything was where it needed to be. But yeah.
Oh.
So right now, and now it's pouring.
Yes.
So I can't even mow the lawn tomorrow. So now, at the bottom of our lawn, on the right side, because the left side is a fucking jungle still, the right side is the mud bowl. Lord, no, I've shredded because Sunday was the day I was going to mow the lawn.
Oh, you know what? When we take a break, I got to go out and look at the mud
see.
Bowl.
It's dark. You can't see.
Oh, it's dark already. Ah, oh, darn it.
Yeah.
Darn it. oh, God.
$50 later.
You know,
electricity's up and running.
Oh, God.
And the wife was out of town, so I couldn't even have her do shit. I had to do shit.
You know what? It's totally annoying. Yeah, because then you have to move around and like plug everything in to something else.
Yeah, really, this is not my area of expertise. Not my area of expertise is bringing mirth and merriment and pointing out shit other people are doing wrong. That is really home.
You're really good at that.
I'm excellent at that. That is my skill set.
Yes,
that is where I am doing my best. That's where I'm being my best me. I'm living my best life.
You could be an auditor.
Yes! 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 Except it's boring and it's math. So
yeah.
Oh, but other than that, so to do shit, not my strength. Okay. I can cook.
Okay.
Because that's warming victuals, cooking. I can do shit together like that. I mean, I am capable of getting the right people in here to do the shit I can't do.
Right.
But again, I don't want to have to make that call, but I did make those calls and I found somebody. Oh, here's some bullshit.
Yes.
Call an electrician. Call them on Sunday. Is it an emergency? No, it's not an emergency. Don't want to pay those fees.
Right.
Don't want to pay those fees. Don't hear back from them on Sunday. I'm like, all right. Give them 24 hours. Call back on Monday. Oh, yeah, it's a holiday. They won't be back in the office till Wednesday. Who the fuck ever heard of a Jew electrician?
Really?
I mean, because it's a Jewish holiday. It's right now the only holiday I could think of.
Yeah. I actually have never known a Jewish electrician, to be honest.
Bullshit.
That is some bullshit. You'd leave it to you to find the one.
The last Jew who did manual labor was Jesus. You know why Jesus did manual labor?
Why?
You know why? You know why his parents created a religion? First of all, his parents were so disappointed in him that he couldn't get into medical school. That they just fucking created a whole fucking religion.
Oh, that's
what they did. And he just became, yeah, he used to be that nice Jewish boy that hung out with the lepers. That's what he became. Because you know, Jews don't work with their hands. Jesus was the last one. He was a carpenter. Because there was no electricity.
You never hear of Jewish masons or anything.
No,
you know?
There's no Jewish. We don't do shit like that. We hire people to do shit like
that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Leave it to you.
Although we can work with our hands. That's how we cut schmeckles.
So, yeah,
you never hear of a Goyish schmeckle cutter.
No, they don't want any part of that.
No, it's a moil. You only get Jewish moils. There's no Ghanaian moils.
Well, no, of course not, because it's a religious thing. And I mean, not to say that there aren't Ghanaian Jews, but I mean, so they would do that.
Speaking of Ghanaians, good news, then we'll take a break. I sent Melania to Ghana, Joe. She's in Ghana right now. She's hopefully setting up a meeting with Belinda. I want her to come back. We are offering her $10 million in North Dakota for Belinda to come back in our lives. That's why I've sent the first lady there. I hope you approve.
Okay.
You don't have a problem with that, do you?
No, fine. We got to get negotiating. Yeah.
Sure. I think Melania'd be perfect for that.
Great. Yeah. Show going.
Why do you think she's in that shithole country just to piss off her husband? Oh, you got to call this continent shitholes. You know where I'm going first time overseas? Where are you called shitholes? Yeah. First time overseas alone, she owns the place that the president derides. She's just like the fuck you machine.
Wouldn't you be at this point?
I think she's enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
I think she enjoys the madness.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't get. She's very stoic looking. I can't get inside that head.
Sure.
Nope.
She's got that I've been touched by a bad man face. All right. Speaking of, we'll talk about Brett Kavanaugh when we come back. On the break, we will have. What music do we have? Here we go. We got Viridia. We've played quite a few things by Viridia in the past.
Yeah, we have.
I Won't Stay Down. Oh, that's a rapey sounding song.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't think they mean it like that, though.
I just keep going and going.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's not a rapey song.
Okay, good.
That would be you know, back in 1985, or like the 80s, you know, when like all those movies were coming out, like 16 Candles,
mm-hmm.
We had that whole rape culture thing. Like, there should have been a soundtrack, Music to Rape By. I think it would have done very well.
Music to Rape By.
Because it was just that we just looked at things differently. It was a different time.
Mm.
When men could be men and women wouldn't say shit about it. You know, good times. Well, you can't make that. You can't make that album now.
No.
Unless it's released by The Onion.
Right.
I mean, you can't straight face that.
You couldn't make a movie like now, like Better Off Dead.
Which one was that?
Was that the one with the...
Well, I don't know. You brought it up. I was hoping you knew.
That was the one. That was the one with the guy that was... The Chinese guy.
Dong-woo? That was 16 Kids.
Was that 16 Kids? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. You couldn't make a movie like that.
You couldn't
anymore.
Even make Revenge of the Nerds. Remember, he got the hot chick. The nerd got the hot chick with wearing a mask. He was somebody else. She did not consent. Yeah. It's a whole different thing now.
Yeah.
Like, the movie that's appropriate for now is The Accused. Jodie Foster in The Accused.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here was a woman who had this thing, and she had to prove that these guys did that to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where we are now. So you can make fun flicks like The Accused, but you could have
fun flicks.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, that was a
feel-good. Well, they had a little chant. They were doing 1, 2, 3, 4, pump that pussy till it's sore.
Yeah.
Yeah, those good times. Yeah.
Joe's got the I am afraid to say anything laugh going, right? Oh, my God.
Real quick, since I got you here, and you know, I'm going to incorporate Joe a little bit for the first segment so his fans can listen. So Louis C.K. performed again the other night, unannounced.
Right, yes.
You saw this.
I heard the story.
So, and some women walked out on him. So my question is, since, you know, he's known as a sexual assaulter right now, are we going to see more people being triggered by, like, Louis C.K. just going? Because they're not announcing him. So you're not buying tickets to see Louis C.K. so you should know what you're getting.
Right.
You can't make that argument. He's unannounced. He's popping in because he's Louis C.K., and, you know, we were talking before the show, you know, it's a very triggering, there's a lot of triggering stuff that's going on right now. So I'm wondering, is Louis C.K. going to be triggering people? And is that ultimately going to be his downfall, where these women are just going to be walking out and complaining to Magica, I can't see him, he triggered me. Is that going to be the end of that career?
Well, it depends where it is. I mean, down in the Village, you have a very, you know, you have a people that are more... How can I put this?
You got to be careful, man, because it's not just liberals that get assaulted and raped.
Well, no, you have, you know, I mean, look, what he did was he didn't rape anybody.
No, he did not.
He jerked off in some, you know, a couple of women, which is creepy. I'm not saying it's not creepy. Okay, now
our boys evolved.
Now down in the Village, you have NYU. There's a very heavily liberal bias down there. A lot of the acts come in and they put them up. You know, you got the top of the top going. From what I heard on the radio, the seller's policy is, you know, if you're offended or whatever, you know, you leave, we'll pick up the tab.
No, but what I'm saying is, though, is this going to be, because that's where he's performing in the city, is that going to be such a trend where they're just going to stop putting him up because people are complaining that he's triggering them? You don't want your audience to walk. Louis C.K. is not worth that.
No.
Louis C.K. is not worth that for any establishment.
Well, he was a governor. Before the first time he was at the cellar, he was a governor.
Also unannounced.
But there was nothing happened. It wasn't a big
right,
deal.
Right, but I'm wondering if more and more of this, I think when it happened to governors, it was like a lot of shock because that was his first time. That's also a more conservative crowd.
Yeah.
At governors?
I would think
right,
so.
Right. Exactly.
But still, there's plenty of people in that audience, right, left, center, however they vote, who have been sexually assaulted or raped or know somebody who could be triggered by that. So what I'm saying is, since the... And I don't know if the comedy world should say you can't perform right now. I can't make that judgment.
Look at the odds. If he goes up, let's say goes up at Governor's, okay? Goes up and usually, I think it was a Sunday show or something like that.
He took your spot.
Yeah, he could have. So on a Sunday show, the average is about 200, 225, you know, for a back show. So if three people walk out.
But what I'm saying is they're saying one in four women have been sexually assaulted? Or is it one in four? It's either one in four.
It's one in four or one in five.
I thought it was either one in four, one in six. So either still, with 200 people, that's a good amount of people.
But not everybody's going to get up and walk out.
No, but again, still, like, do you want to be known as the place where people are walking out just because this guy hits your stage? He's not really worth it because you're not even announcing that he's going to be. You're not making money off of him. Like, it used to be, you'd say Louis C.K. Governors would say Louis C.K. is going to be here for the weekend, and they never know they were going to have sellouts. Well, first of all, he probably wasn't even playing Governors, but they knew they would make a lot of money off of Louis C.K. because he was a name and people wanted to see him. Now, you can't even they're not even advertising Louis C.K., so they're not really getting the benefit of his name. They're just kind of getting the downside of people being upset. So I'm wondering, is it going to get to the point where they're just going to go, you know what, Louis, I'm sorry, it's just not worth it to have you here. Your presence upsets people.
That's where they're testing the waters, though. You know, they're going to see.
But that's what I'm asking. I'm going, could we get to that point?
We really need to wait and see.
I think a lot of people are upset because, like, Louis C.K., they feel has never apologized or remorse. I said, I don't know what you can do. He might be doing stuff that you don't know about. I mean,
people like some comics like feel bad for him that he's going through this, and some people are outraged. And I'm just like, I don't know what you're gonna do, man, because it's not like Michael Vick with the who was the dog killer who did his time in jail. Then he worked with the ASPCA, so at least you could point to go, well, the guy repented. The guy has led a better life.
I mean, well, he was, in a very concrete way, punished for his actions.
Right. Louis hasn't had that.
Yeah.
Louis just kind of went away and came back on his own terms.
I mean, I still have a sore spot about Michael Vick, but I think people should punish him forever.
Make no mistake.
I don't particularly like that.
Louis C.K. is only getting the stage time after all this because he's Louis C.K.
That's right.
If Joe or I, who are just regular working comic, and we were passed at these clubs, but regular working comic, and we had this shit,
Of course not.
Let's not kid ourselves. Yeah. Basically, he was one of the top comics in the country.
Not anymore.
Hear me out. He's one of the
was
one of the top comics in the country. Okay, because comedians bear their soul. There's a lot more leeway, compared to an actor or a musician. He has to go out, and this is what he does.
But just going by that, because comedians bear their soul, couldn't it be expected that he should be addressing this? He should be addressing what's going on since he's bearing his soul, which he's not doing. He's doing his old shit.
I
think he even had like a rape joke when he was at Governor's or something. Like he did something about like rape or something.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you really, it's calling, the phrase calling the moment. All right. Calling the moment is that if something happens on stage or something that, and it's awkward.
Even the president called it the United Nations.
Yeah, it's hysterical. Right. Yeah.
But
you call the moment because if it's an awkward situation, if you address it on stage.
Yeah.
You makes the audience feel a little bit more comfortable everybody has acknowledged, performer and audience.
But we even talked about
this. He's not dealing with the elephant in the room.
But you don't want to start your show with, I jerked off in front of women. I mean, because now you're making light of it. There's really no winning situation.
But you have to go. You have to figure it out and then get in there.
He's not doing it, though. Well, that's what's pissing people off.
Well, that could be a problem. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and go, well, we got to do it. No, it could be a problem. Because if you feel that, if he comes back and he's not, he kind of mentioned it at Gubs that he wasn't, really addressing it and stuff like that. And he was going into some.
And Listen, I think people are going to want a pound of flesh, and they haven't seen any remorse from him, but I think it could get to the point where places like The Cell are just going to go, you know what, Louie? It's not worth it. We got every comic in the Northeast wants to be in this club, and when you go, and as soon as you walk in the room, people walk out. It could be very easy to go, they don't need him.
Right.
Yeah, places like the Comedy Cellar don't need him. No. Even Governors doesn't need him.
Right.
Clubs don't need Louie. Now he could do tours. He's not going to be able to do colleges. He could.
Nope. I don't think anybody can do colleges anymore.
No, but he certainly can. No, yeah. I mean, is he going to hit the road? Is he going to play? It's going to be very interesting. All right, just thought I would bring that up. So anyway, you got on the break. You got Viridia with "I Won't Stay Down" and Backfoot, not to be confused with Plankfoot. With you're welcome, Joe. With Memory, and you can learn more about them at Deuce Music.